Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today is the beginning of 2 Kings, which means we're going to be in episodes, I'm going to do two chapters, so episodes 119.1 and 0.2. So that'll be chapters 1 and 2. So thank you for being here, and thank you for joining me. Glad to be leading you in reading God's Word, as always. It's a joy. So thank you for being a part of this journey. We've been on it for almost 2.5, I think it's been 2.5 years now. So we're going to keep going until we hear otherwise. But anyway, just glad that we're being able to do this for, and I say we, Jeremiah has been tied up with his job. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to record with him, I hope. We'll see. So anyway, all right, I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and then we'll give you your Bible verse of the day, and then we'll go ahead and start reading. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, holy and mighty God, we come to your throne with hearts of we're just in awe of you. We're in awe of how wonderful you are and how much we love you. Thank you. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father, and thank you for all that you do and all that you provide for us. We are coming to you with grateful hearts, thankful hearts, because you know what we need even before we know. And we are eternally grateful for you, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, his blood that was spilled for us. And we don't deserve it. We didn't do anything for it. You loved us so much that you gave him as a sacrifice to us, the spotless blood. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I am thankful for those who are out there, who are listening, watching, joining us in this journey. Thank you for their hearts to continue learning to get to know you better. And we just invite you into this time in your word. We invite you to bless it and anoint it and help us to understand what it is. It's not always easy to grasp what it is that you're trying to tell us, because we're, I don't know why, but sometimes it's a little hard. But we know that you are there, and you know that you're out there guiding and directing us. So Lord, thank you for those who are out there listening. I pray whoever needs to be here in the word today, I hope that they're listening and they found us. Lord, bless those who are out there. Watch over them. I don't know what their needs are, but I know that you are listening and providing for whatever it is that they need. I thank you for the positive message that one of our listeners gave to me, Teresa, about her friend, just good news about his treatments. And Lord, just, we know you're all over that, and we know that you are taking care of it. And that is why we put our trust in you, because we know that you are going to take care of it. So Lord, thank you for the positive news from our friend Teresa. And I pray to continue to bless her and her friend, and help them to have the strength to get through what he needs to get through. I pray for our own families, just watching over and just sending your angels to protect them, and just watch over them, Lord. Guide and direct them. We pray for those who haven't been a part of your fold for a long time. I pray that you will send whoever it is to bring them back in, Lord. I just ask you to just embrace them and make it clear that it is you that is calling them back in. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today's verse is kind of cool. sort of goes along with what I was praying about, Teresa's friend. It's from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. You know, sometimes you just got to give thanks, even if it's not good stuff, even if there's bad news, even, you know, God wants you to praise him in the storms, and he wants you to praise him in the good times. And so, you know, whatever it is that we're going through, it's so easy to fall into this, woe is me kind of thing. I do it myself. You know, nobody's beyond that. But to actually stop and, you know, if something's happening and it's, you know, you're late and then something happens to make you even more late and you spill coffee on your shirt and this and that and whatever, you know, all these things happen. You know, take pause and just say, you know what? Thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. For whatever it is that's going on, just thank you. I know that's so hard to do, but I think that's what God wants us to do, because I think that's our way of putting our trust in him by saying, you know what, thank you for this because I know you're going to take care of it and I don't have to worry about it. So that's our verse for the day. I think we need to be thankful in all circumstances. And you know what, I'm preaching to myself because I need to be thankful for what I got. And I'm in the middle of a book. I'm going to tell you real quick. I'm reading a book called The Ultimate Gift, and it's like a series. There's like four books in this series, and I think the guy's name is Jim Stovall. Anyway, one of the things that he says in this series is every day we should make what's it called, the golden list of 10 things that we are thankful for that day, whatever it might be, you know. But you should be able to pull 10 things out of your day that you are thankful for. Have I done it yet? No, I haven't done it. I'm just saying, just thought it was kind of a cool thing that he had in this book. So, all right, well, that's our verse of the day. Let's go ahead and dive into 2 Kings. We are there. We're going to be reading about Elijah, I think, which, that's kind of cool. Oh, I don't have a highlighter. Oh, that's not good. All right, well, I'm going to get my pencil, and I'll use that instead. Episode 119.1, Elijah confronts King Ahaziah. After King Ahab's death, the land of Moab rebelled against Israel. One day, Israel's new king, Ahaziah, fell through the lattice work of an upper room at his palace in Samaria and was seriously injured. So he sent messengers to the temple of Baalzebub, the god of Ekron, to ask whether he would recover. Now, I don't think we should be confusing that with Beelzebub. I don't think. But the angel of the Lord told Elijah, who was from Tishbe, go and confront the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them, is there no god in Israel? Why are you going to Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, to ask whether the king will recover? Now, therefore, this is what the Lord says. You will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will surely die. So Elijah went to deliver the message. When the messengers returned to the king, he asked them, why have you returned so soon? They replied, a man came up to us and told us to go back to the king and give him this message. This is what the Lord says. Is there no God in Israel? Why are you sending men to Baalzebub, the god of Ekron, to ask whether you will recover? Therefore, because you have done this, you will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will surely die. What sort of man was he? The king demanded. What did he look like? They replied, he was a hairy man, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. Elijah from Tishbe, the king exclaimed. Then he sent an army captain with 50 soldiers to arrest him. They found him sitting on top of a hill. The captain said to him, man of God, the king has commanded you to come down with us. But Elijah replied to the captain, if I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy you and your 50 men. Then fire fell from heaven and killed them all. So the king sent another king captain with 50 men. The captain said to him, "Man of God, the king demands that you come down at once." Elijah replied, "If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy you and your 50 men." And again, the fire of God fell from heaven and killed them all. Once more, the king sent a third captain with 50 men. But this time, the captain went up the hill and fell to his knees before Elijah. He pleaded with him, "O man of God, please spare my life and the lives of these, your 50 servants. See how the fire from heaven came down and destroyed the first two groups. But now please spare my life." Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go down with him and don't be afraid of him." So Elijah got up and went with him to the king. And Elijah said to the king, "This is what the Lord says. Why did you send messengers to Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, to ask whether you will recover? Is there no God in Israel to answer your question? Therefore, because you have done this, you will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will surely die." So Ahaziah died just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. Since Ahaziah did not have a son to succeed him, his brother Joram became the next king. This took place in the second year of the reign of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. The rest of the events in Ahaziah's reign and everything he did are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. Sorry. All right. Chapter 2, episode 119.2. Elijah taken into heaven. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel." But Elisha replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you." So they went down together to Bethel. The group of prophets from Bethel came to Elisha and asked him, "Did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?" "Of course I know," Elisha answered, "but be quiet about it." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Jericho." But Elisha replied again, "As surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will never leave you." So they went on together to Jericho. Then the group of prophets from Jericho came to Elisha and asked him, "Did you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?" "Of course I know," Elisha answered, "but be quiet about it." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to the Jordan River." But again, Elisha replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, you and you yourself live, I will never leave you." So they went together. 50 men from the group of prophets also went and watched from a distance as Elijah and Elisha stopped beside the Jordan River. Then Elijah folded his cloak together and struck the water with it. The river divided, and the two of them went across on dry ground. When they came to the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I can do for you before I am taken away." And Elisha replied, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit and become your successor." "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah replied. "If you see me when I am taken from you, then you will get your request. But if not, then you won't." And they were walking along and talking. Suddenly, a chariot of fire appeared, drawn by horses of fire. It drove between the two men, separating them. And Elijah was carried by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, I see the chariots and charioteers of Israel." And as they disappeared from sight, Elisha tore his clothes in distress. Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak, which had fallen when he was taken up. Then Elisha returned to the bank of the Jordan River. He struck the water with Elijah's cloak and cried out, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" Then the river divided and Elisha went across. When the group of prophets from Jericho saw from a distance what happened, they exclaimed, "Elijah's spirit rests upon Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. "Sir," they said, "just say the word, and 50 of our strongest men will search the wilderness for your master. Perhaps the spirit of the Lord has left him on some mountain or in some valley." "No," Elisha said, "don't send them." But they kept urging him until they shamed him into agreeing. And he finally said, "All right, send them." So 50 men searched for 3 days but did not find Elijah. Elisha was still at Jericho when they returned. "Didn't I tell you not to go?" he asked. Elisha's first miracles. One day the leaders of the town of Jericho visited Elisha. "We have a problem, my lord," they told him. "This town is located in pleasant surroundings, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive." Elisha said, "Bring me a new bowl with salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring that supplied the town with water and threw the salt into it. And he said, "This is what the Lord says. I have purified this water. It will no longer cause death or infertility. And the water has remained pure ever since, just as Elisha said." Elisha left Jericho and went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, a group of boys from the town began mocking and making fun of him. "Go away, Baldy," they chanted. "Go away, Baldy." Elisha turned around and looked at them, and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Then 2 bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of them. From there, Elisha went to Mount Carmel and finally returned to Samaria. Well, that wasn't a very nice little story at the end there, was it? I didn't really highlight a lot because this was sort of just giving us a overall story, I think, of what happened with Elijah. You know, he was a man of God who believed, and God, you know, was standing right by him the whole time. You know, he was delivering this message to Ahaziah. I guess that's the name, you know, the way you say it, Ahaziah. So, you know, he protected him by sending the fire down twice. And then finally, the third guy, you know, falls on his knees and pleads with him, "Oh, man of God, please spare my life and the lives of these, your 50 servants. See how the fire, heaven came down and destroyed the first 2 groups, but now spare my life." So, you know, I guess that I could have easily underlined that if I had my highlighter. And so, you know, the Lord says to him, "Elijah, go down with him. Don't be afraid of him. You're going to be fine." And of course, Ahaziah ends up dying just like they said he would. And then the next chapter is when Elijah is taken up into heaven. So Elijah never really died. He's, you know, he was taken up into heaven, you know, as he was living and breathing, just like, so he, I know there's like, I don't know. I mean, I know I've, Elijah's not Jesus. I know that, but I know that there are comparisons between the two because Jesus rose from the dead. He did die, rose from the dead, and then he was taken up. But Elijah was a little different because he never died. He just got taken up. And then, of course, Elisha takes over as the prophet. So that's it. I don't really have a takeaway from it, but I think we're going to get a little bit more into the next set of kings that are going to be ruling over Israel and I keep forgetting. There's 2. Okay, I'm at a loss for my not Judea. Is it Judea? Okay, well, whoever's out there listening, I'm having a brain cramp here. Judah. Israel and Judah. I'm sorry. Having a brain cramp. All right, well, anyway, that's it for today. But, as always, I will always give anybody out there this moment to be able to receive Christ as their Savior. If you haven't done that yet, if you found this website, maybe this is the whole reason why you found this website. I don't know. But, it's not me. It's not my prayer. It's got nothing to do with me. It's about what you're feeling, what God is telling you to do. And so if you feel like God's calling you to be a part of his kingdom, then this is your moment. But you got to surrender your heart and your life to Jesus. So I'm going to say the prayer, and I hope that you say it too. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into this family of Christ. You're a brother or sister in Christ now. It is a day of celebration and to remember. So I always tell everybody to mark it in your Bible, mark it on your phone, celebrate it every year that this is your new birthday. And we also strongly suggest you get to a church or a pastor. If you have questions, they can answer them for you. Go to church. Start going to church. It'll be refreshing to hear the Word of God every week from a pastor, not just from, you know, your local person who reads out of the Bible for you. But get involved. Join a ministry. Bible study, go on a mission trip. If you're feeling like God's telling you to do that, go serve, volunteer. So many different ways to do it, to get involved with your church and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So, and we'd love to hear from you. If you did receive Christ today, please, please let us know. You can email Lorraine at leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah at leapoffaithpodcast.org, whatever way you feel like. You can message us on Facebook or Instagram, but we would love to hear from you, and we can pray for you too if you'd like. So that's it for today. Always a blessing. So glad I was able to be able to lead you in this Bible study today, and I will be back tomorrow. So take care, have a great day, and God bless you.